Though Truba says when he became president in 1997, enrollment was 11,700. Now it's almost 16,000. He says there were 51 bachelor's degree programs in 1997. Now there are 69. Though Truba says the number of master's programs has jumped from 7 to 30. And he says there are more examples of growth.
We are approaching 3,000 degrees per year, an incredible number. If we look at endowment, the progress that we've made around private fundraising and donor support, we've gone from 12.3 to 68 million. If we look at faculty and staff, we've gone from just a little over 1,500 to a little over 2,000. If we look at average class size, we have seen it creep up a bit statistically. We have also seen a student-faculty ratio creep up a bit. But it's also the case that those numbers still position us so very strongly in this marketplace and with the other comprehensive universities in the state. What this tells us is that NKU over the last 15 years has been a very dynamic institution. I think one could argue that among all of Kentucky's universities, none has exceeded us in our growth, our maturation, and just our overall dynamism.
Though Truba says NKU is a lean campus that has made major adjustments in the way it spends money. He says that's important because the university cannot expect additional state funding in the near future. The outgoing NKU president says the university will make several key investments in the year to come.
We will invest over this next year nearly $5 million of non-recurring resources in the renovation of the University Center to become a state-of-the-art student success center. We will also invest $60,000 of recurring money in veteran student support. This is to help ensure that student population continues to grow and finds a home here where they're supported to achieve great things academically. We will allocate $100,000 to renovate academic space. We'll do student union AV upgrades. That building is now in its fourth year and it is going to require some upgrades. We will see three positions funded through reallocation to increase our co-op opportunities for students. We will also provide in this budget the final installment on a new systems engineering program. This is a new program that has strong demand in the region.
Though Truba also says NKU will continue upgrading classrooms into smart classrooms and will increase by 12 the number of full-time faculty members. He says the forces that will shape the university's future will include dealing with the financial challenge, meeting student expectations in a time of increasing choices for higher education, coping with new student demographics, and meeting the demands of increased public accountability in areas such as costs, doing the kind of work the public wants and needs, and graduating students with the proper skills for the job market in the region. I'm Steve Hirschberg.